We completed the first patient-in milestone for my project with Worldwide Pharma last week. Now that the project is in the conduct phase, my role would be to manage the project quality, timelines, and budget. I'm also responsible for managing customer expectations and team relationships. This is the first time I will be managing a project in the conduct phase. I will need your help as I go along. My mentor, Donna, has agreed to provide guidance when needed. There's a lot to do. Let's get started. Thanks for joining me on this Worldwide Pharma project. I'm sure I will be able to make this project a success with your help. I've collated some of the important documents in the project folder here. These will be useful to understand the project's background. I suggest you look at the project documents before we start looking at aspects related to recruitment, timelines, vendors, finances, quality, and so on. You can refer to these documents later as well. Now that you have read the project documents, let's start reviewing various dashboards and reports that I have. Many of our projects face issues related to patient recruitment during conduct. Let's see how we are doing on recruitment for the project. I see some problem spots, but I would like to know your opinion. Take a look at the recruitment trends in the report here, and let me know what you think. Do you see a cause for concern in the report? Recruitment in the UK had been stagnant for a while. This stagnation in recruitment in the UK seems to be an issue. Whom should I connect with to understand the reasons for this? Hey Simran, would you know the reason for the stagnation in the recruitment trends in the UK? Gerald, recruitment in the UK had been stagnated for a while. Would you know the reason? Hi Anthony, I wanted to check with you if you know why the recruitment had stagnated in the UK. What do you think about the recruitment trend? You can look at the Infosario report on the recruitment trends in the UK again if you like. You can also refer to the documents in the project folder if need be. What do you think I should do next? You can refer to the documents in the project folder if need be. It'll be okay. I'm sure we can resolve this together. What do you think Gerald and I should do now? You can refer to the documents in the project folder if need be. Gerald and I spoke to Melinda Burns, the patient recruitment lead, about the stagnation in the UK and the recruitment strategy we have applied. Melinda believes that we would need to apply certain changes in our recruitment strategy in order to boost recruitment in the UK. Gerald and I have thought of a few ways to do that. Hopefully, recruitment will pick up soon. Thanks for your help. This is the protocol deviation list for my project. I was just looking through it to see if there's anything important I should follow up on. What do you think? Do you see something that I would need to follow up on in this? Do you see something that I would need to follow up on in this list? What do you think I should do first? Why do you think there are so many incidences of protocol violations in India? This could have an impact on the patient's safety and on the secondary endpoint of the study. I'm not sure about that yet. This was a crucial matter. What do you think I should do? You can refer to the documents in the project folder if need be. Didn't the site staff explain it to them? In that case, I'd suggest staff retraining at all the sites where these violations have occurred. That way, the site staff will be able to explain the purpose of various tests to the patients satisfactorily. That's all right. I'll schedule a meeting with Sarah White from Worldwide Pharma. The customer would want to know about this. Please do attend that meeting. How do you think I should approach Sarah about this situation? As it turns out, the site staff at sites in India was unable to satisfactorily explain why the samples were being taken from the patients. So several patients refused to give these samples. The site staff didn't want to force the patients. My team and I have planned retraining for the staff at sites in India. We're also taking initiatives to increase patient awareness. Personally, I think the protocol might be unclear to the site staff. Maybe we should amend it to make it simpler and easy to understand. How about you give us a week's time to resolve the matter? I'm not sure if a week would be enough time. What should I tell Sarah? Of course, we'll keep you updated along the way. I know, and we really tried to do so, but the circumstances made it difficult to achieve our goal. I'm not sure. How about we connect next week and see where we're at? I'll consult my team and give you the details of the plan and the expected resolution time. Great. I'll share the plan with you by tomorrow, and if you have any further questions on that, please let me know. I have received this email from our CL, Gerald King. It looks important. Let's read it together. This looks like something Gerald and I should discuss with the core team. Together we can come up with a way to resolve this issue. What would you suggest, Gerald? Personally, I would like to replace this vendor. We have Xeno Labs on the QVL, and I think they'd be more competent. Gerald has the relevant clinical expertise, and he seems very certain. Do you think we should go ahead with the replacement? You can refer to the documents in the project folder if need be. I think that before we make such a drastic decision, we should discuss this further. Does anyone else have any suggestions? I like this idea. I'll speak to the lab PM at Zinc Labs as soon as possible. Despite several warnings, Zinc Labs continues to have fluctuating turnaround times that impact patient randomization. What do you suggest we do now? You can refer to the documents in the project folder if need be. Yes, I was hoping you'd let us know what you think we should do next. Perhaps, but we have had repeated problems with this vendor. Their delays are affecting our timelines. Gerald, I think we should request a QA review of Zinc Labs' analysis process. Based on that, we should be able to devise a proper solution to this problem. I'll get in touch with the quality lead as soon as possible. I received this urgent email from the lab PM at YTL Labs, Craig Winters. YTL Labs conducts the PK analysis for our type 2 diabetes mellitus project with Worldwide Pharma. We have been managing this vendor directly, and the vendor has been selected from our QVL. Let's read this email together. This could have a significant impact on the timelines. I'll need your help here. How do you think this situation can be controlled? You can refer to the documents in the project folder if need be. Isn't there something we can do to minimize the delays? 2 weeks would have a huge impact on our timelines. I think we can do that. We understand, but YTL Labs is facing some logistical issues. So what can we do? I'm sorry we had to do this at such a short notice. I needed to convey some changes in the timelines to you as early as possible. How do I respond to Anthony? I'll hold a separate call with Gerald and convey the situation to him as soon as possible. Sure, Gerald. We should cancel this call and I'll rearrange one with Gerald present. Could one of you please convey all details of this call to Gerald? Thanks, Anthony. Let's go ahead with the meeting. Hello, Gerald. Is everything all right? Your email appeared to be urgent. I know. Anthony agreed to convey the details to you. Take a look at this PS 1051 report. I want to know your opinion. Do you see any interesting trends in this report? You can refer to the documents in the project folder if need be. There was an increase in the frequency of the monitoring visits? I believe a PS 1051 report was shared a month ago. That should have reflected the increase in our spending. I suppose I didn't pay attention. As a result, this has not been communicated to the customer. What do you think could be the reason for an increase in the frequency of the clinical monitoring visits? Now that we've identified the reason for an unexpected increase in the frequency of the clinical monitoring visits, what do you think I should do next? I think we should limit the frequency of these visits now to control the costs. We have to be very sure we're filling out our timesheets correctly. We've already exceeded our budget in clinical operations. Yes, if you agree, we can process a change order for these additional visits. We are soon going to lock the database for my project. While working through the conduct phase, I learned a lot about managing the various aspects of a project. I learned how to oversee the recruitment trends and the project quality. I also learned about my responsibilities toward the team and the customer. Additionally, I learned about managing the vendors, timelines, and finances of a project. My project will now move into the close phase. It has been a challenging and rewarding experience, and you have been of great help to me throughout. You should refer to the resources section in this course and reach out to your mentor or your line manager for any help or clarifications. Good luck!